the current state of politics in Kenya is a citizenry, and especially the youth, who have decided they are going to speak up about what ails them, what is disturbing them, and they are going to hold government accountable. And that's why they launched their protests around 3 weeks ago, 3 to 4 weeks ago. And we can see with that pressure, the president has changed his tact. He has agreed to listen to them. He's been trying to engage them. And it has led to their demands for him to dismiss the cabinet. And that has happened.
So he said he is acutely aware that the people of Kenya, like you just said, have very high expectations of him. And they believe that his administration can undertake the most extensive transformation. Is this the dismissal of the ministers one of the first steps he's taking?
I think yes. I think what he has done, he has definitely dismissed them because some of them were downright incompetent. Others had were labeled as corrupt. Some of them, he might reappoint some of them, but into different dockets. But this gives him a chance to bring in fresh blood, people who are untainted, and people who are willing to work, and people who are going to carry his vision, bear his vision, and carry his vision. But some of them had become very complacent, very arrogant in terms of just their conduct and what and how they were doing things.
You are so right, Doctor. The anger over the bloated bureaucracy and luxurious lives of senior officials, you know, helped fuel the protests.
Yeah, you're right, by the way. I mean, when you get stories of cabinet ministers being caught abroad with, you know, $2 million, you know, in hard cash, wearing flashy clothes, driving and buying the latest big cars. And let me tell you, and the cost of living in Kenya had gotten unbearable, the taxes, people cannot make ends meet. Yes, the frustration, the collective anger is what we are now seeing exhibited in the young people. But what they are speaking is actually the voice of nearly all the Kenyans out there who are saying, enough is enough. We need to seek change. We need to get a government in place that cares for the people, that is functioning and doing things for the people. That is what you're seeing. So Kenya is going through a renaissance, a revolution, a rebirth, and that is what Kenyans want to see with their government.
The bottom line is Kenya's debt. So how will Ruto's administration find the money to pay off the debt without angering millions of Kenyans barely getting by and without slowing down the economy?
I think now, thank you for the question. I think there is going to be a very delicate balancing act between development and debt repayment. From the taxes that Kenyans have given him, I think what Kenyans want to see is value for their money. Value for their money means we can see development, even if it is not a lot. But number one, reduce the size of the civil service, reduce the size of the cabinet, reduce the size of government expenditure, buying big vehicles, fuel guzzlers. All those things collectively can save some bit of money that can go towards debt repayment, start restructuring some of those debts. Because I believe the two can be done. If you remember when President Kibaki came into power in the year 2002, President Kibaki found the economy that was almost dead from the Moi regime. President Kibaki started collecting taxes, ensuring that the little money we collect is utilized well, and Kenya's economy started growing. Investor confidence in the country started picking up, and the economy started growing. So it is not rocket science. It can be done. I think what the president needs is just a new team of economic advisors who are going to show him how to balance between debt repayment and development of the country while reducing the wage bill. And I think we will get to a comfortable state because adding taxes, I can assure you, he is not going to attempt to touch to add taxes in the near 1 or 2 years, because he has now seen what can happen and what kind of anger can be displayed.